We have before us case number 674, on a motion of the commission to consider the temporary spacing for the development of an oil field discovered by Quintana Petroleum Corporation in its number one city of Mohawk, well located in the southwest of the southwest quarter of section 31, township 162 north, range 83 west, Bacchanal County, North Dakota. Define the limits of the field and pools therein and enact such special field rules as may be necessary. Now those who wish to testify in case 674, please rise and take the oath. In this matter now in hearing before the Industrial Commission, you do solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
Proceed.
You may proceed, Mr. Dyer.
Ms. Martin, appearing on behalf of Quintana Petroleum Corporation in case number 674.
Thank you.
Our first witness is Mr. John Dyer. Will you state your name for the record?
John R. Dyer.
And by whom are you employed in this matter?
I'm representing Quintana Petroleum Corporation of Houston, Texas.
Correct that you are an independent consulting geologist in the city of Bismarck?
Yes.
Have you previously testified before this commission as an expert in the field?
Yes, I have.
Geology. Have you familiarized yourself with the area in Bacchanal County, North Dakota, the city of Mohawk Well, located in the southwest quarter, section 31, 162-83?
Yes, I have.
We offer the further testimony of this witness as that of an expert.
Will be accepted.
Show you what has been marked as Quinn.
Did you get the first one? Yes.
Number one.
What did you mark? Number one.
The national.
No, this. I just went right through.
I'll show you what has been marked as Quintana's exhibit number two, being merely a plat of the area and making reference to the map on the board. Will you point out this discovery well?
Quintana, number one city of Mohawk, is located within the red outline on this large map, approximately 2.5 miles north of the town of Mohawk.
What other wells have been drilled in this area, Mr. Dyer?
1 mile to the north of the number one city of Mohawk, Skelly drilled their number one Erickson, southwest, section 30, township 162 north, range 82 west. This is the closest well. Skelly set pipe on this well and was unable to accomplish a commercial completion.
What is the location of that sky well?
Southwest, section 30, 162 north, 83 west.
And this well was then plugged and abandoned, is that correct?
That's correct.
Is it correct that there is no other production in the area of interest here?
There is no other production.
Are there any other dry holes in the area?
Well, the only well drilled in the red outline on Exhibit 2 is the Quintana number one city of Mohawk.
And some mile and a half, you have the Williamson to the east, is that correct?
That's correct.
Which was also plugged and abandoned as a dry hole?
Yes.
Would you state for the commission the completion data and information appropriated intervals and so on the city of Mohawk well?
You want this statement?
For the second
paragraph. Quintana did not have the benefit of any seismic information on which to drill this well. Based on a subsurface study, an acreage block was assembled through lease purchase and farm out, and drilling was commenced on April 26, 1964, with the uppermost Mission Canyon porosity as primary objective. Top of this porosity was encountered at a depth of 4,415 feet in a core cut from 4412 to 42. It may help the commission to refer to exhibit number one through this. An excellent show of oil was present in DST number one was run from 4402 to 42. Recovery on this test was as follows: 62 feet of mud, 2,108 feet of heavily gas cut oil, 1,054 feet of salt water. After drilling to a total depth of 4,520 feet, logs were run, followed by a 4.5-inch casing set to total depth. Based on core analysis and log calculations, Quintana then perforated the interval 4,418 to 4,430 with 4 shots per foot. Following a mud acid wash, the well was placed on pump and production tests initiated. A pumping potential of 40.06 barrels of oil per day plus 42% salt water was filed with the state on June 30th, 1964.
Mr. Dyer, will you identify exhibit number one, please?
Exhibit number one is a section of an electric log on which are indicated the top of the Mission Canyon, the perforations, the drill stem test, the chord interval, and the total depth.
And will you identify exhibit number three?
Exhibit number three is a compilation of completion data on this well, including the date of completion, total depth, perforations, elevation, 24-hour production test, oil and water, gravity, tubing, pump stroke, and the working barrel.
Making reference to exhibit number two in the area outlined in red, will you make your recommendations as to the field outline proposed?
Quintana is proposing that a four-section area be designated as the Mohall-Madison Field, comprising the following: in Township 162 North, Range 83 West, Bucknell County, Section 31, all. Township 162 North, Range 84 West, Renville County, Section 36, all. Township 161 North, Range 83 West, Bucknell County, Section 6, all. Township 161 North, Range 84 West, Renville County, Section 1, all.
Now, Mr. Dyer, based upon the small amount of geological data information that is available at this time in this area, what is your recommendation for a temporary spacing pattern of this pool?
Quintana is recommending that a temporary 80-acre spacing pattern be designated for this field. Based on available information, there is no reason to believe that 80-acre spacing will not adequately drain the reservoir, protect correlative rights, and provide for a rapid and orderly development of the field.
Is it your opinion that a spacing pattern of 80 acres would prevent the drilling of unnecessary wells?
Yes.
And is it your opinion that a spacing pattern of 80 acres would prevent waste?
Yes, it is.
What locations do you propose for the drilling of wells in this field?
Well, Quintana proposes that specified locations be the southwest quarter and the northeast quarter of the governmental quarter sections.
Do you have any proposal to make relevant to field rules for this area?
Quintana proposes that temporary field rules be instituted identical with those now governing the southwest Haas pool in Township 162 and 163 North, Range 83 West, Bottineau County, North Dakota, set out in Commission Order Number 655.
In all respects, Mr. Dyer, including setting a surface casing?
In all respects, except pool outline, the spots on which the wells should be drilled.
Surface casing?
Surface casing, yes.
Quintana offers into evidence exhibits 1, 2, and 3. We have no further questions of this witness.
Are there any objections? If not, they will be admitted. Does anybody wish to question this witness?
Is this the country club well?
Yeah, you're going to work on it.
It's on the golf course, sir.
How far from Mohall is this, John?
It's about 2.5 miles north of Mohall, Dr. Laird.
Anybody else have any questions of this witness?
right next to the number nine green.
It's on the golf course, and that's all the imagination.
Well, it was moved, but the location was on the golf course.
There was a big pressure local to have it now, but... We are in receipt of a communication from Scatter Rock Company by, signed by Mr. George W. Salinger, attorney, in which the Scatter Rock Company concurs with Quintana Petroleum's request. Mr. Folsom, the owner, is active. Anybody else wish to be heard on case number 674? Any other questions of this witness? If not, the commission will take it under advisement.